now a nice little bit of showbiz introduction. Two very glamorous girls in the studio. They're from Piccola, which is in Brentwood. It's on the High Street near Wilson's Corner. And I'm joined by Emma Tonkinson and Molly Housego. They are both workers at the show. I don't want to say like both workers. It sounds like it's like... it really doesn't sound very good. You both work at the shop, don't you?
Yeah.
And we have to say, are you ready? Buongiorno, come stay?
What was that?
I think that's hello. Hopefully it is, because if he's listening out there, we have to say a very good morning to Simon Wilson as well, who is the owner.
Hi, Simon.
Yeah, hi, Simon. Hi. From Australia.
So he's out there. It's summertime now, isn't it?
Yeah,
out there?
I think so, yeah.
I want to be his friend so I can fly over. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I think he's a bit sick of us, though. I think that's why he left.
But it's a good thing. When you go and you're travelling, you go on your gap year soon, don't you? Just sort of go off and travel and go to Thailand, Australia.
Yeah, Australia, yeah.
Just stay wherever he is. He's probably got a really nice place with a pool. Just go and stay there.
Yeah.
I'm only surmising. Maybe not. Now, we're going to be talking about Piccola, which is it's a shop which is in Brentwood. It's been there for 5 years. It's actually been around for a lot longer than that. So if we go to you, Emma, can you tell us all about what you have in the shop?
Okay, so it's like a toy shop mainly, but we also sell clothes. They're like high-end stuff. We tend to stock like foreign stuff, and our toys are very traditional, so it's sort of stuff you wouldn't find in normal
shops. Is it more
shops.
Designer? Would you say it's more like designer for children kind of wear?
Yeah. It's like, we've got like Spanish brands and stuff, things that you don't find in other shops. And they're quite high end.
Because that's the thing, when you've got your baby. I haven't got any children. Why are you laughing at me? After all, I was looking at Molly, just like, I can believe that. But you know, when you've got children, I suppose when you've got the high street shops which you can go and buy from, and sometimes you don't want to do that. You want to have something a little bit special, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's why our shop's so popular. Like, you won't find our stuff in any of the other shops down the high street, and that's why we've done so well.
And tell us, this is going to sound really cheeky, but tell us the most expensive outfit that you think you've seen.
I'd say about £50.
Yeah.
Not too expensive.
That's not too expensive, that's good. And people come in and obviously buy for special occasions, also there is, you know, for everyday wear as well.
Yeah, we have all different stuff, really. People tend to come in the shop to buy for other people, but... Yeah.
There's christening bits and baby shower bits and just bits for occasions, really.
Now, baby showers, I didn't even know about, because, I mean, I'm the youngest of six and I've got a huge family that got loads of children. But baby showers is something that's really come over from America, a bit like, did you have your prom sort of thing?
Yeah.
When I left school, it's like, just get out. That's all I had. It's like, get out. I didn't even get a book of me or anything at all. But it's kind of gone quite American now. So with the baby showers, how long that's
been? They're really popular now. Yeah. So they come in buying for the baby, so obviously it's gifts for the mum as well. So you have nice clothes or wooden toys, just nice special bits you wouldn't really find anywhere else.
Now, you work there, is it open 7 days a week or is it open 6 days?
7 days a week.
And when are you girls there?
Well, we started on a Saturday about 2 years ago.
And this is your first job,
wasn't
it? This
is our first job.
Ever job.
Yeah. So we did Saturdays together for about a year. And then when Emma finished school, she went off and did 4 days a week. Yeah. And I stayed on as a Saturday.
And how did you find it the first... I think everybody, when you first sort of start your job, you're a little bit shocked, because when you've been at school and you can sort of do really what you like, and then you're like, what is somebody telling me what to do for? What was it like? Can you remember when you first sort of started and what it was like? And also working in customer service as well, because that's quite hard dealing with members of the public.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a shock. We didn't really know what we was doing at the start. But like now, after 2 years, I think we've got there.
We've got the hang of it now, I think.
Yeah. But at the beginning, like... working with customers, if you haven't done that before, it's quite a shock. Like, you don't really know how to handle it, but I think we've been trying.
You learn how to do it eventually.
I tell you, I'm always nice to people. Whenever I go in any checkout, I'm always chatting with people. I can't help myself. I'm like chat, because I think people do a job and it's a great
job.
It's
just as long as you're polite. Yeah, as long as you're nice and polite, that's fine.
But we've got good customers. They're all lovely. We don't really have any problems. It's just something you learn, isn't it, dealing with customers?
Yeah, or you get a big set of headphones like this and just sort of stay. Maybe not, maybe don't do that in the shop. Now we're going to talk about the website in a second. So it's been sort of set up since 1966. Mm-hmm. And you've also got another, there is another shop, isn't there? Is it Epping?
Yeah, in Epping. That's been around since, yeah, like you said, 1966. So next year we'll be celebrating our 50 year anniversary.
Well, surely Simon can only be in his 20s if he's got a he might be tuned in, you don't know, he's probably tuned in on the internet somewhere. So when you actually sort of finish here, what are your plans? Because I know that you're actually buying, you just don't, not in the shop now, you've done a couple of events where you've gone out and bought in from buyers.
Yeah, haven't you? Yeah, so now I work during the week. I've been given like a bigger role and I have been at trade shows and stuff, and it's really like made me look at different kind of jobs. Like I thought I wanted to do something in finance, but Simon sort of made me think about retail management or something. Yep. Like that. Since working here, like, I've really changed my idea and stuff.
And would that be your own business, or would you go and work somewhere else?
Well, I'd like to think I could start my own business, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Piccolo, we could have Piccolo 4. And Simon can back that, and we'll put that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Just might as well just get that out there. What about yourself, Molly?
Well, I'm still in school, so once I finish school this year, I'll either go to uni, get myself a job. But all the skills he's taught me are just going to help me no matter where I go, really. So yeah. I've picked up things I can use even if I go to uni or get another job.
Now, he sent a lovely message this morning saying how proud he was of both of you and how much good work you do at the shop, which is lovely for a boss to say that. And he really did say some lovely things about you. So that's great, good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I won't tell you the horrible bits because I deleted them off. No, I'm kidding. Now, you are celebrating 5 years. And what are you going to be doing for the celebrations?
Well, big news, really. We're finally launching our website.
Yeah.
This is the first announcement of it, and we're really excited about it. It's taken about a year to sort out. It's been
We've
stressful.
Kept it on the down low, we yeah. have. We really have.
But this is our first official announcement, and we're really excited to see
So when
happens.
People go now, can they go to the website now, and can they log on,
yeah,
and can they
yeah.
go in?
www.piccolo.co.uk.
And can you just spell Piccolo for the people out there that might not know?
PICCOLA.
And you can go on there and you can basically check stuff out. So you can go in there and you've got all of your products.
Yeah, all
there.
Of our products.
Who's doing all the photographs for all that? Do you have to sort of take pictures?
Oh, everyone. Everyone takes turns. Yeah.
And have you got somebody that's doing, so you send them over to somebody to get sort of updated on a regular basis?
Yeah, like,
we take it on ourselves. Like, every day, we're in charge of the website and taking in orders and checking everything's all right, updating things, so it's always going to be up to date, and we'll always be in with the know because we're the ones dealing with it at the other end.
Yeah. It's really good because I was watching a programme on the BBC at the weekend, and it was actually for pies. And they were making this delicious pie, and I was like, oh, that looks a nice pie. So I went straight onto the internet because you saw a brief glimpse of their website, and when I got to their website, it was so awful, and you couldn't buy anything. Online, I thought, well, what, that was a waste. They were on the BBC only for that split second, but I thought, how many other people have tried to look at the website? Do you know what I mean? But if you do see a shop and you think, actually, I can't, that looks good, I can't stop, I'll have a look on the web, and you get a disastrous website, it's no good.
Well, that's why it's taken us a year, because
that definitely won't happen,
all about making it perfect. I think we're finally there.
So if you want to get your fantastic children's clothes, if you want to have a look for the baby showers, if you want to look for proper old-fashioned toys, which are the good, you know, we'll say traditional.
Traditional.
I don't like all these sort of like Barbie type dolls. I don't think they don't, not good for young girls. I don't think gives the wrong impression.
It does,
There we go. Not that they have any dolls that look quite like me, otherwise they'd be the children would be screaming in their pushchairs. So if you want to find out more information, you want to pop in and say hello to Emma and to Molly as well. It's Piccolo. It's on Brentwood High Street. It's near Wilson's Corner. They've got the new website out, which is all the W's, piccolo.co.uk. You can also give the girls a bit of a tweet at Piccolo Brent WD as well and have a look there. And don't forget, they've got another shop as well in Epping. I was going to say Epping High Street. It's my posh voice. So do you feel relaxed now? So it's been longer. I think nearly, it isn't over 10 minutes. You feel you're all right?
Yeah, we're fine now.
See, that's what I mean. You do, now you've done this.
Okay.
I told you, once you get in and you start talking, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
And you have something to... You've got a song coming up, which I know is one of your personal favourites, which is going out to all the staff that are there at the moment. So tell us about it.
My favourite song is Come On Eileen. This is for everyone working at Piccola today.
And is this because when you put it on, it makes you dance around the shop?
Oh, we dance all the time to this.
Right, here we go. Thanks very much to the girls. Here's Dexy's Midnight Runners. And don't forget, if you want to check out the shop, it's all the W's, piccola.co.uk. And you can follow the girls on Piccola Brint WD. There we go, get it right in the end. It's Dexy's Midnight Runners. For all the, who's working in the shop now then?
It's Marie.
Hello, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
She'll be dancing on her own. It's a little bit sad. Never mind, Marie. Thanks.